does the Bible say about fathering children? And what is the responsibility of a Christian father? Let's talk more about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of Antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip, accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen.
Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we're going to be talking today about fathering. In this day and age, many children are the victims of a one-parent family, either they have a mother and no father, or they have a father and no mother. And the question arises in our discussion today about what the responsibilities of a Christian father are to his children in raising his children, whether he is a single parent or whether the children are being raised in a household in which both father and mother are present. The first question we have to ask is, fathers, do your children live in your house, or do you live in their house? When there is an answer to the latter, the problem is that there seems to be an issue with role reversal. Because, fathers, the scripture says that you are to be an overseer of your family and of your children. In 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2 to 5, we read, "An overseer then must be above reproach, the husband of one wife, temperate, prudent, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not addicted to wine or pugnacious, but gentle, peaceable, free from the love of money. He must be the one who manages his own household well, keeping his children under control with all dignity. But if a man does not know how to manage his own household, how will he take care of the church of God?" In Proverbs 19:18, we read, "Discipline your son while there is hope, and do not desire his death." Children, listen to what the Bible says about your father's discipline. Proverbs 15:5 says, "A fool rejects his father's discipline, but he who regards reproof is sensible." And in Proverbs 3, verse 11 and 12, we read, "My son, do not reject the discipline of the Lord or loathe his reproof. For whom the Lord loves, he reproves." That means he corrects. "Even as a father corrects the son in whom he delights." Don't buy this New Age psychology that it is not necessary to discipline your children. You can reason with them or use techniques such as time out, which doesn't work, or other psychological gimmicks that do not work. The only thing that really works is doing things God's way. Children must be disciplined. In fact, the scripture admonishes us, "Spare the rod and spoil the child." Proverbs 29:15 says, "The rod and reproof," that is correction, "give wisdom, but a child who gets his own way brings shame to his mother." Did you hear that? So, mothers, you have to step up also and voice your concerns regarding your children's behavior to your husbands and entreat your husbands to discipline them. And fathers, don't be hesitant. Your children must learn that they live in your house. You don't live in their house. Proverbs 13:24 says, "He who withholds his rod hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines him diligently." In other words, not just once in a while, diligently, which means every time he gets out of line. Here's the point. You can discipline a child when that child is out of line and misbehaving, and you can do so consistently as long as you nurture that child with love and affection and make him know why he is being disciplined and what the consequences are. If a child does not learn from an early age that there are consequences for bad behavior, they are going to, in their teenage years, be more difficult to discipline. And as they get older, they are going to try to distance themselves from you and your discipline and rely on their own ways, perhaps with little or no character formed in them because they weren't disciplined when they were younger. You see, when we discipline a child as part of fathering, and we demonstrate to that child that we are doing it because we love him and want him to understand what the right values are and to absorb those values into his behavior or her behavior, what you then will see is character formed in them. And as they grow older, they will grow into responsible teenagers and responsible adults. If that isn't started at an early age, the consequence of that is that the children are prone to grow into teenagers who disregard discipline begin to become rebellious and develop their own value systems, perhaps unlike that of their parents or their faith. What's the problem with that? Well, if a child is not disciplined from an early age to be teachable, then what's going to happen as he gets older is he's going to rely on his own understanding. Such children, as they get into early adulthood, very frequently begin to disregard the mores and morals, that is, the values of society. And that is the beginning of what is called sociopathic behavior. A sociopath is a person who has little or no regard for the morals or the mores, the standards of society. They do their own thing the way they want to do it, and they don't care who they offend, and they don't care who they hurt. They get to be young adults, or maybe even adults, carrying that kind of behavior into their lives and walking that way, and they reach a point where they're no longer willing to listen to others or assimilate, that is, absorb, the values of society or the values of others. And then there is only one thing that will work anymore to change their minds or persuade them of behaving differently. It's called life lessons. When they're no longer teachable, the only way they will learn as adults is by getting bruised by the experiences of life. And that's a tough way to learn to change. In Psalm 103, verse 13, we read, "Just as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him." As long as you discipline your children and show them love and compassion, they will continue to love you and they will continue to respect you. Many children are rebellious in their later childhood and early teen life because they never received the discipline that they needed to find their way through life, and they're struggling now, and they see other children from other families who are better behaved and who love their parents and respect their parents and who were probably more disciplined as children. And why do they love their parents? Because they're grateful as they become teenagers and young adults for the discipline that they got and the values that were instilled in them, so that they developed a respect for their mothers and fathers as they got older. You see, as your child gets older, if you do not discipline him from an early age and direct his formation in the Lord, that child will grow up realizing he was never disciplined, and he will interpret that as you, father, or you, mother, never having loved him enough to discipline him, not caring enough to teach him the ways in which he should walk. Sometimes children become resentful. That can lead to distrust of mother and father. And in early teen life or late childhood, it can lead to a child feeling rejected and abandoned when he sees his friends being disciplined by their parents. That's what we call psychological orphaning. Oh yes, they live in a house in which they have a mother and a father, but they can end up being a psychological orphan, feeling rejected and abandoned. Why? Because father's idea of parenting was to bring the food home every day and have clothes on the children and a shirt on their backs. And that's the extent of parenting. And there's no sharing of time, sharing of ideas, conversations at the dinner tables, loving on them, nurturing them, giving them affection. The things that will prevent feelings of rejection and abandonment in a child. In other words, nurturing them emotionally and psychologically, loving on them. All of these things are important to a child. In Proverbs 22:6 we read, "Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it." You see, fathers, when you raise your children with certain values from an early age, they will carry those values into their old age and teach them to their children. And their children will do the same with their children. In Proverbs 6:20, we read, "My son, observe the commandment of your father, and do not forsake the teaching of your mother." And in Colossians 3:20, we read, "Children, be obedient to your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord." The Holy Spirit, the author of Scripture, repeats that in Ephesians 6, verse 1. "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." Now let me ask you a question. Father, maybe part of the problems, or anyone who's listening, maybe part of the problem is that you have not yet learned Christian values, and maybe you're not yet a Christian. Maybe it's time to consider becoming a Christian. You see, the Christian faith is not a religion. The Christian faith is a confession, and that confession is on a person whose name is Christ Jesus, who is the living Son manifestation of the Father. And the Christian faith is a confession on that person. He says, to prove that it is real, that he will manifest himself to the one who receives him. So it's self-proving. There's no other religion in existence that can claim that. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man goes to the Father but by me." Jesus said, "Unless you come to know who I am, you will surely perish in your sin." And the Apostle Paul said in the book of Acts, "There is no other name under heaven by which one may be saved." Today is as good a day as any to receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer aloud now, won't you? Being willing to turn from your sin, the Lord Christ Jesus will do all the rest.
Say, "Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen."
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.